Good afternoon. Welcome to the very first English International Service of Mitaki Green Chapel. You guys are blessed. Yeah. Amen. This year, Mitaki Green Chapel Japanese service picked one passage, one verse, as usual, as our annual scripture, which is the Epistle John, third Epistle of John, verse 2. I'd like to read from verse 1 to 8, and I'd like to preach about spiritual health. Actually, this is the outline I will preach in Japanese service next Sunday. So you should not come Japanese service next Sunday. No, just kidding you. Please come for Japanese service too. Let me read this third epistle of John, verse 1 to 8. The elder to my dear friend Gaius, how do you pronounce this? Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers, even though they are strangers to you. They have told at the church about your love. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such men so that we may work together for the truth. Amen. this small letter, epistle, is the third one from John, maybe the disciple of one of the disciples of Jesus. The scripture said the elder. Old John. This is the letter to one person named Gaius. So this is personal letter. I don't know why this letter, epistle, remains, and still we can read. But like the epistle to Philemon, Paul wrote many letters to his friends, Christian walkers, and you know, he's the man who writes letters, like my mother. She's a writer. She writes a letter right after she received it. You know, sometimes he returns the letter without reading. I'm just kidding. But Paul, of course, he traveled around. You know, he used his foot to visit somebody, but he uses his pen, his hand, to visit, to show his love, to teach, to instruct something. If he cannot go, he send the letters. So now we can use email, internet. So we can send our message to anywhere, even in the alongside another side of the world. If Paul lives in this time, so he may stay in front of his computer and writing the emails to all the pastors and brothers and sisters in the world, I think. Well, this is the letter to his dear friend Gaius. Paul called him dear friend three times in just eight passages. Dear friend Gaius, dear friend, dear friend. So these expressions shows how Paul, John loved this man Gaius. And this afternoon I'd like to focus on verse 2. This is the annual scripture of Mitaki Green Chapel. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. John pray that you may enjoy good health and all may go well with you, even though your soul is getting along well. The different version said, maybe NIV, oh, this is NIV, the different version said prosperity or something, right? Yeah. Japanese Bible said healthy or healthy condition or something. But the word of the original word, Greek words, it means like prosper or like this one says getting along or getting going well or like a energetic or vivid or something like that. But the prayer of John is he, Gaius, his spirit, his soul is getting along well. He's doing well. He's healthy, he's prospered. But not only the soul, but also the other part of himself, like hearts or body, would be healthy and would be go well. But I'd like to focus on how could we keep our soul, our spirit healthy? How could our spirit getting is going well, is getting along well? We are always taking care of our physical condition. You know, physical, we try to keep our health physically. But like Jesus said in Mark 8:36-37, what good it is for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Forfeit his soul, his spirit. Even if you gain the whole world, if you lose your spirit, what does it mean? It's meant nothing. The soul, the spirit, is the most important thing for us. And also, 1 Timothy, Paul said, 1 Timothy 4, 7 to 8, train yourself to be godly, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is Paul's instruction. Train yourself to be godly. For physically training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things. The spiritual training, spiritual healthy, is more worthy than physical training. So how about your spiritual condition today? How is your spirit healthy? Had you check up lately? Like go to a spiritual doctor to get a 人間ドックはなんて言うんだろう英語で physical exam? Yeah, how many people got physical exam last year? So how many got the spiritual exam? Amen? Yeah. If you come to church, it's a kind of spiritual examination, right? Yeah. But I think we should have some course, you know, spiritual exam course. Like a physical exam. I think we should more put our attention on keeping our spiritual condition healthy. How should our spiritual spirit healthy and strong? Remember that the parable of rich fool, that Jesus said, in the parable, the God said, the night your soul shall be required of you. If you get the whole word, if your soul will be taken out, you won't gain anything. So what does a healthy soul look like? John provides some hints in his discussion of Gaius. That's what we read. There are three requirements for spiritual health. First, proper nutrition for your spiritual health. You are what you eat. I like this word. You are what you eat, or what you ate. You are what you eat. Right? Yeah. What did you eat for this breakfast? Just omochi? No? Just a piece of bread? Maybe you ate too much in this oshogatsu time? You did, huh? Good? No? Japanese eat too much in oshogatsu. We don't move. Just eat. Watch. Sleep. Eat. Bad habit. But preachers aren't exempt from this principle. But in Japan, but not only in Japan, but in the Western world, you know, the physical health is the most important theme for the people. They sell a lot of machines or foods or supplements, and you know, if you turn on the switch, your TV, you know, they sell something good for your health. You know, this is good for your physical health. But they don't sell anything for your spiritual health. Here is the only place you can get the spiritual healthy food. Of course, the soul health requires soul food. Of course, I'm not talking about something, you know, eat chicken or hamburgers. The First Peter, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Amen. Of course, our soul food, our spiritual food, is the word of God. Amen. Eat every day, at least 3 times a day, like your physical food. Right? We Japanese, I started the mail, daily mail magazine in Japanese. So if you can read Japanese, get the mail magazine, you receive the your soul food, your spiritual food every day, every morning at 8 a.m. Our cellular phones, me and my wife's, my two boys, ring the same time at 8. Yeah, because we received the spiritual mail food the same time, so we have to wake up 8. Anyway, Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of God. Amen. So, if you got the proper nutrition, then you need proper hygiene. Hygiene. The right food and all the vitamins in the world won't necessarily produce good health if you don't rid your life of infections that can destroy you from the inside out. You have to keep yourself from bad virus, germs. So what means in spiritually, which means cleansing from sin? That is our proper hygiene for spiritual health. Confession and repentance prepares the soul for growth and purity. We are sinners. We commit sins. Yes. But then we have to confess our sins and repent. That's the key. We have to confess our sins and repent. Sin, confession, repentance. Sin, confession, repentance. Every day. Amen. Someday, stop it. But until we go to heaven, we make a lot of mistakes. Yes. But if you make mistakes, pray and confess our sins. We, Protestant church, do not have the confession booths. If I introduce myself, I'm a pastor, most of Japanese ask me, so do you hear the confession? They don't know about Protestant and Catholic, you know. But most of Japanese have the image, if we say church, is like Catholic, you know. So if I would said so, I say yes. Yeah. Why don't you come to my church and confess your sins? And nobody comes. Yeah, we Protestant Christians, I'm so glad I'm a Protestant priest, you know. So I do not listen to your sins. I can't stand. Just confess your sins to God. Amen? Yeah. Yeah, come here and pray. This is place to pray. Yeah. Nobody blame you. Even God. Even God blames you. God just blames His own Son. That's a grace, you know. God put your sin on His only Son. But we have to confess our sins and repent. That's the key. That's the key. So keep yourself clean spiritually. Proper nutrition, proper hygiene, proper exercise. That's the third point. Soul, keep your soul healthy, your spirit healthy. John said he actually praises his friend Gaius. He walks. He walks in the truth. It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than hear that my children are walking in the truth. Walking in the truth means his face shows, his face is not closed inside, but to shows outside. His exercise, his faith, his spiritual condition is good because he's not listened to the word. He's not just confessing his sins, but he did what he believes. Even though if you have good nutrition and just eat good food, if you do not exercise, what happens? Yeah, you get fat. Yes, you need exercise physically and spiritually. Amen? Like Gaius, he shows love to the friends or pagans, you know. He always trying to do something. Faith is not complete until shows outside. James said, your face. Your spiritual food is inside. And you keep away from sin. Then you have to show your face outside to your neighbors. So I pointed out three to keep your souls healthy. One, proper nutrition. Two, proper hygiene. Three, proper exercise. Then your souls, your spirits, healthy this year. If your spirits, your souls healthy, your whole being will be healthy. See? This word said your body has to be healthy first. No. That's the difference. The Bible said you have to keep your soul healthy first. And then your mind and your body will be healthy. Amen? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that we can start properly this year because we learned that how our spirit, our souls healthy. Lord, we need your word every day, our daily bread, spiritual daily bread. Lord, we have to keep our spirit healthy with proper hygiene, Lord. We want to keep our spirit clean. Lord, we want to show our faith outside. We want to exercise our spiritual power, Lord. Lord, thank you so much, this church. If we come to this church, our spirit will be healthy. Lord, we want to pray each other. We have to pray for the brothers and sisters, keep their souls healthy, like Joan did. If their souls healthy, the other parts of body will be healthy, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.